you haven't seen David the Joker out there.
Yeah, he's got a little back, something going on with his back, so we're working through that. But I think he'd be fine.
Think he'll go tomorrow?
Hope so. I don't know that for sure, so I'm, you know, won't know until I go inside and get a chance to talk to our medical team. I think it flared up right at the start of practice. You know, all of a sudden those backs are kind of tricky. Start feeling good, things lock up a little bit. So hopefully, I'm sure. I don't think it's anything major. I think we'll be fine. So we'll definitely take a good peek at it.
It's early in this whole quarterback thing. But how critical is it for Kessler tomorrow to show you something? I mean, you said you're going to stand back and observe and make some decisions. Frankly, you had 4 sacks today.
Yeah, I don't think that's a fair assessment today. I mean, I'm being honest. I don't think that was fair. But, no, I think all 4 of them need to show me something tomorrow, not just him. I think they all need to go out and play well. I think our offensive line needs to play well. I think our offensive unit needs to play well. I think our defense needs to play well. Our special teams need to play well. We need to play well as a team because it's under the lights in front of our fans. It's an opportunity to get a tune-up game before we play a real game next Thursday. So it'll be fun to see the guys play.
Why do you say that isn't fair to say that?
Yeah, because sometimes the sacks don't have anything to do with the quarterback. We made it sound like the quarterback. I mean, there was 3 missed assignments in protection. So that wasn't the quarterback. So I know that for a fact.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Hey, why are Miles back with the Tuesday?
It's just back and forth. You know, it's nothing. I mean, Miles is, I think we know that Miles is a starter on our football team. You know, so I think that's the end of that discussion, to be honest with you.
Did the pass that Kaiser threw, the long one to the sideline, that one catch your eye?
It seemed like it caught your eye. Well, I think those are the plays that quarterbacks have to make, and he made it, you know, and he made some others. But, again, you know, I've seen some other guys make some plays. I mean, every ball is not a long ball. I think you guys know. So there were some good balls thrown around the field. There were some balls we need to have back, some other balls we need to have completed. So we'll keep working at it.
I know I asked this before, but as time goes along and, you know, I watch Brock out there really, you know, not working with the first teamers that much, would you still feel comfortable at any point, you know, still next, throwing him in there to start the season?
Absolutely, I would. You know, like I said, I mean, he's the one guy that I think we all know standing here that has played and has played winning football in the National Football League. So I don't think I'm worried about that per se. I think he's learning our system and how we communicate and do it. And I just need to keep seeing more of those other guys. I know what he is, and I'm glad he's here. I mean, he's done a good job thus far.
Do you have any deadline in your mind when you want to know?
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, after we have the scrimmage and go through that process, next week there's really 2 days of practice before we play. And again, I will say to all of you, me making a decision who may start the game may not be who's the starter for the season, too. I mean, I still have to go through that process. I mean, next week, the guy that starts might not still be the starter in my mind unless that's where I am. You know, I told you guys, I'm not going to rush, you know, and I appreciate you all. I appreciate our fans, but it's too important of a decision to get right, you know, for a football team. So I love the pressure you guys put on, but I'm not succumbing to it, okay?
I think some practices are somehow. Who has jumped out at you that maybe you didn't know as much about when the camp started?
Cooley. He's done a sensational job. King. King can really run. You know, guy on defense can really run. Sean Coleman's had a really good camp. Not that I didn't know about him, but he was coming off an injury and improving, and Cam. Cam's done a great job at tackle. So both of those guys have really jumped out to me because we needed to see him go from center to tackle, you know, and so I think he's proven that he's worthy of playing out there. The kid Days, he's made plays in every practice that he's been involved in, you know, so, you know, all the different things we're doing with Duke Johnson. So that's exciting for me. Because those are guys that have a chance to be some bedrocks for a football team.
Is it still a pretty good, healthy battle there at right tackle between Sean and Cam?
I think so. You know, again, you know, the unfortunate part is, as we know, I'm not going to play Joe a ton. I think we all know that. Joe Thomas is not going to play a ton. So somebody's got to man that left side, you know, why he's not playing. And those 2 guys will go do that. So we'll get a chance to see them on both sides of at tackle. And be able to evaluate them that way, and I think that's good for our football team and our organization.
How are you going to split the teams up?
We're gonna have a orange team and a white team, brown team and a white team, and we're gonna stick them on the sideline, and we're gonna have a coin toss. Which one of you guys want to do the coin toss? Okay, all right. Well, we'll have a coin toss and go play the game. But it's gonna be broken up by what I think is a fair, you know, because I want them to compete.
It'd be one offense against one defense.
No, it'd be one offense against two defense. Okay. And then the two offense against the one defense.
In your two-point conversion drill, mm-hmm. Kaiser showed he could nose for the goal line a little bit. Were those planned plays, or did he improvise there?
He can improvise and made some plays. You know, our defense, they've been seeing those same two-point plays throughout camp, you know, so we had to make some adjustments down there. And, again, I think that's the part for me for our quarterbacks when it's like that. One, not turn the ball over, but two, being able to improvise and make plays, you know, that are off schedule, because that's pro football, and I think you got to continue to do that. And our guys they're getting better at it.
Hugh, why can you learn more with the first offense against the second defense, and you know, rather than one versus one? And two?
Because we've done a lot of that out here already. I think what it's really about is going out and having a good scrimmage and competing. It's not what I'm going to learn. Some of it I know. I'm going to learn a little bit more tomorrow night. But I feel like I have some information, you know, that I can put it together. But, again, I want our guys to walk out feeling good about their opportunities, whether it's offensively, defensively, special teams. I think that's what's important for our team.
You've been in a lot of situations, and you talked about situational stuff. How important is that for young guys, but especially a rookie like Deshaun, to be in third and two and the two-minute drill?
It's so important because those things really happen during the season. And if you haven't experienced it, you know, that's when, to me, whether it's rookies, even some veteran players, if you don't get them back to that, that's when they break down because it's under duress and you got to make those plays. And if you haven't been put in that situation, sometimes it doesn't work right for you. So we try to do all that. As you can see, we try to cross every T, dot every I for our team. And it's been good work, you know, really good work. And we just got to keep growing from it.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.